Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on April 4th, 2017. Our guest today is Alexander Goldfarb, Senior REIT Analyst with Sandler O'Neill & Partners, to talk about some of the latest developments in the retail REIT sector. Alexander, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, I want to talk about the retail sector, obviously, because there's quite a bit of upheaval, really, with retailers as opposed to retail REITs at the moment. We're seeing kind of this wave in a lot of cases of big box stores closing. I guess I'm wondering, in general, what's your take on how this is impacting the retail REIT sector?
Well, I think first it's important to realize that retail has always been under siege or under change. If you go back, the stores that we all grew up with at the mall 20, 30, 40 years ago are completely different from what the stores are today. Retail concepts come and go, and right now what's happening, is sort of similar to what happened during the dot-com era and have had iterations before this. So retail is gravitating towards the more productive centers, and people want more of an experience when they go shopping. Our country does have too much retail, either because there was a lot built during the go-go days of the housing boom, and those communities never built up, so therefore the retail that was built for communities just never got to a stabilized point because those homes didn't sell. At the same time, you have old retail where the trade area has just changed. But what's interesting is everyone thinks right now that retail is going to go online, and it's only going to be sold online. There's going to be no use for physical stores. And when you ask those same people, say, well, do you ever go to the mall? And they say the same response. No, I don't. My wife goes. I can't stand it. There are too many crowds. The parking's a mess. There are too many people. And then you go, well, wait a minute. Why is everything going to go online if clearly people go to the mall? So I think it's important when people think about retail today to separate out the what's going on in regular fashion changes where brands come and go, and then the retail centers that are having trouble, because often it's centers that are not surprising that they're having trouble because they're already half vacant or they were built and never got to a critical mass.
So let me ask then, for REITs, which tend to own, for the most part, kind of higher-end retail real estate, do you view this more as a threat to them or an opportunity?
It's a bit of both. For sure, from a landlord perspective, it increases the emphasis to spend higher CapEx, so a lot more upgrading of the property to make sure that the experience when people come to shop, whether it's a shopping center, power center, or mall, is attractive and is somewhere that people want to go. And obviously that's going to be different. Shopping centers and power centers are going to have different capital needs than a mall. At the same time, it's about what you can do with that space. So where you see people like Simon and General Growth and Macerich doing joint ventures with Seritage to reclaim Sears boxes, they're doing it sort of 10 at a time. No one wants 100 department stores back at once, but if it's done in moderation, that balances the supply-demand dynamic, and then you can roll that out. So if you're a REIT who owns centers that you probably should have sold before, or that just were never, they are what they are, it can be a bit of a challenge. And certainly there's going to be pressure because the capital needs that retail needs today are definitely increasing. And if you can't get an uptick in rent, but you still need to spend in order to maintain occupancy, that's going to compress margins.
And, I mean, this sounds like a sector where it might be kind of ripe for some consolidation just based on, what you're saying here. I mean, do you view that as a likelihood or a possibility?
Well, not with the stocks depressed as the way they are. Typically you see M&A at the top, at peak values, not at trough values. But certainly there is opportunity for consolidation. But again, you need, willing parties. You can't really have a shotgun marriages in REIT land are pretty tough. But there's, if you look in the shopping center industry, obviously we've had consolidation over the years, and presumably we'll have more so. In mall land, it's a bit different. Clearly we had, Simon and Macerich, a few years ago. But again, it comes down to management, and do they want to merge? And that's true across REITs in general, and probably true of broader corporate America. Unless you have two willing CEOs, you're not going to have a deal. But if your question is, hey, should there be more consolidation in retail? The answer is yes.
Well, Alexander, I appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us today.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please visit REIT.com for more information on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.